The Be More Ruby team came up with a great idea earlier this year to run a storytelling competition as part of this year's World Book Day. To say we were overwhelmed with the amount of stories that were shared is an understatement. We had well over 200 story entries, and we managed to whittle that down to a short list of 3 stories. In the end, Olivia Robertson, age 10, was our winner, with the wonderful story, The Earthquake of Equestria. I hope you enjoy it. The Earthquake of Equestria by Olivia Robertson, age 10. It was a foggy morning. The sun was lurking over the hills in the distance. You could just about catch a glimpse of the glass-looking lake over the courtyard of Canterlot High School. Bon Bon could hear the rustling and bustling of the unicorns outside of her closed window. Bon Bon's alarm went off next to her pink pillows, with her teal pom-poms wrapped in her periwinkle purple curly hair. She rolled over to turn it off, but fell out of bed, not knowing how close she was to the edge. "Ouch!" she yelped, landing on a pair of tap shoes. "Who put these here?" Bon Bon asked no one, giggling to herself at her little accident. She stood up and pulled out the uncomfortable tap shoe that had managed to wriggle its way into her shoulder blade. Bon Bon untangled the pom-poms out of her hair, stood up, pulled her chartreuse and sapphire uniform on, and tied her peach hair ribbon into her ponytails. Trotting quietly downstairs, she bumped into her best friend Lady, who was coming up the stairs in a hurry and was not paying any attention as she bumped into Bon Bon. "Oh, I'm sorry." "Oh, Bon Bon, it's you," Lady exclaimed, seeing the sight of her best friend. "You're coming up these stairs in a hurry." Bon Bon looked suspiciously at Lady. "Guess what I did? I set up some needles on Mr. Davenport's chair, so when he sits down, he's going to have a bed of nails in his toot." Lady stopped quickly and sharply. "What's wrong, Lady?" Bon Bon questioned. "Look," Lady murmured under her breath, as if she didn't want to be heard. Bon Bon spinned round slowly. It was the principal's daughter, Diamond. "Well, hello, Miss Candy Floss," Diamond snarled. "Hey, Windsong," Diamond said, glancing over Bon Bon's shoulder. She was cut off before she could say anything else. The girl's feet started to shake beneath them. Rubble was falling from the high ceiling above their heads. They fell onto their bottoms. The floor started to fall apart. They could hear the teachers yelling for everyone to evacuate. Everything they loved was being destroyed. All three galloped to the big tall doors before they collapsed behind them, pushing through the golden gates, escaping before the ground was swallowed up beneath them. Everyone stood in shock. All that was left in front of them was rubble. Doors scattered, paintings, trays and railings lying in the middle of the mess. "I feared this would happen," Mrs. Pink Eye spoke up from behind them. She pulled a big cup of pink liquid out of her lab coat pocket. "Everyone, drink this," she said, handing them a glass of the liquid. The girls gulped it down, and as if by magic, every unicorn around them turned into mermaids. "Go quickly, before the aftershocks begin," Mrs. Poe said. Everybody swam down and saw their new home. Atlantis, the home of mermaids. Every single mermaid that day started to love their new lives in their new home. The end. Thanks for listening to Olivia's amazing story. We hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to find out more about Be More Ruby, please visit bemoreruby.com or search for us on Facebook. The Earthquake of Equestria was written by Olivia Robertson, age 10. The story was narrated by Kev Anderson, and audio production was provided by Kerr Matheson from Audio Outsource.